Module 4, Imitation. The second step of the psychomotor domain is imitation. Once students are practicing observation, they should be able to imitate what they have seen. It is necessary to be familiar with the behavior, actions, example verbs, and implementation necessary to support students as they develop the imitation stage of this domain. Behavior. Behavior in this stage requires the students to begin copying what they have observed. At this point, the student will attempt physical activities and begin their efforts to master an action, so they will not act with precision. Student behavior should be monitored at this time for the safety of everyone, but they should take some initiative in their actions. Actions. There are certain actions that will indicate students are successful in the imitation stage. These actions require the students to demonstrate that they have the ability to apply what they observed. Examples of actions that demonstrate the student's ability to imitate: copying actions, repeating activities, imitate processes. These are not all the possible actions, but they indicate beginning new actions. These actions should align with the example words that will be used with learning outcomes. Being familiar with example words will help better your understanding of student responses. Examples. The keywords or example words that explore how students respond at this level of the psychomotor domain are necessary of the teacher's objectives to determine and assess students' performance. When establishing keywords or phrases, it is necessary to use action verbs to begin. These example words include copy, repeat, attempt, try, duplicate. Implementation. When implementing the learning objectives at the imitation phase of the psychomotor domain, you must give students the time and resources necessary to practice what they saw. Adult learners will require those activities to be designed with their skill levels in mind. An example of effective implementation would be having students use new software to copy a trainer. At this stage, instructors should observe the student and provide feedback. Case study. Liv and Chase were teaching a class in home brewing. They decided to begin by providing the students with the opportunity to watch them create different recipes and take the recipes home with them because the class was so large. The follow-up surveys were mediocre. Liv discussed creating a smaller class that allowed the students to develop hands-on experience working with the recipes. Chase agreed to try something new, and 90% of the students gave the class a positive review. Other people began to sign up as referrals.